This call is now being recorded.
Katie.
Bill.
I thought they were fixed.
They were not.
Well, I think Kanye just wants to date himself, but since he can't do that, he's like, what's
next? He can kind of, we're like grandmas, you know, but young.
Yes, we're young grandmas.
Hey guys, it's Katie.
And Candace. And this is,
well,
we tried.
I don't think
that'll ever not be awkward.
Hey, all you cool cats and kittens. I get why she says it, though. Like, it's stupid, but it's really fun to say.
Yeah, it honestly sounds... Well, it's not like YouTubers nowadays don't say the same thing. Like, hey, guys, welcome back to my channel.
Yeah.
It's just... I would rather them call me a cool cat and kitten. That's cooler.
But is it like a male-female thing? Like, ladies and gentlemen, cool cats and kittens? Like, a girl is like, they're for kittens. Or is she just meeting it as a different kinds of cats? Like, kids and adults.
I don't know. I just... She's an interesting type of human being.
Yeah.
She's very interesting.
She really is.
Yeah. I had, well, first of all, I think we should tell the people what we're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
They probably have already figured out, but if you guys do not know, we are referring to the Netflix documentary, Tiger King.
Come on, if you haven't seen it by now, what are you doing, man?
Seriously.
You don't care.
Honestly, I wasn't going to watch it because I'm not, like, super huge in documentaries, but when I saw it, I was kind of like... What in the tomfoolery is this? But then my brother was like, you have to watch it. So then I watched it, and I couldn't, like, stop. Like, I was doing something, and then eventually I just was sitting there, like, watching it. Because it was so captivating on the amount of stupidity that was being shown to me.
It really is.
I had to watch it. I had to finish it, all of it.
Well, they left you with, like, really good cliffhangers. So it'd be, like, the end of the episode, and you're just like, wait, what? And then the second episode would start, and it would just get crazier. And you're like, is this happening still?
Yes. It was like, a continuous, like, climb to the top. Like, there was no part where I was like, oh, this is boring. And then there were some random, like, wild cards in there that I'm like, how does this even fit in? It's still crazy, but I'm like, why does this even matter? But the whole thing is a hot mess.
There needs to be, like, more spinoffs. Like, I've already heard of them doing one of Carol Baskin, which is cool. Like, let's dive into that a little bit more. But I need, like, an entire docuseries on Doc Antle and his crazy cult.
That is a cult.
Not go into that enough. Like, I need to know specifically what he makes his wives do. Like, what is going on in those houses?
That one girl even said, like, it's, like, he makes you feel like once you share that intimacy with him, that you can't leave. And that's literally a cult. I don't understand why anyone
would have, for sure,
a normal volunteer opportunity. Like, no, you are, that is straight up 100% textbook cult behavior that he is displaying.
But I would like to see him, like, at work. Like, not, like, working with, like, the Tigers, but, like, him trying to work his game on bringing in women. Girl. Like, what is he specifically doing and saying to them? I want to see him flirting. I need to know. I need to see if he can convince me, I guess is what I'm saying.
So, Netflix, if you're listening to this, we're going to need that spinoff.
Like, come on. Come on. But no. What I loved about Doc Antle is, like, regardless of all that, he's incredibly smart. He knew, like, he knew what he was doing. He was doing pretty much the same shit as everybody else, but he was keeping it on lockdown. He was like, I'm only going to give you so much information. That's all you get. Like, I'm not giving you all my secrets.
Yep. He even, like, he mentioned that to the guy.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, that's not for TV. I
was like, yeah. I was like, oh, no. So he was very smart about, like, he knew what he needed to show and what he needed to hide. Whereas Joe Exotic was just like, come into my brain and let me show you everything.
Yeah, like, let me self-incriminate right now.
Yeah.
For this next 7 episodes.
But speaking of, I have to tell you something. I don't know if you've heard. I actually just found out today. Did you hear who is officially playing Joe Exotic in the new scripted series?
No, who?
Nicolas Cage. And they had asked him, whatever producer had asked Joe Exotic in the past, like, who would you want to play you in a show? Of course, he said, like, Brad Pitt or David Spade. But it's like, well, reality's here. You get Nicolas Cage. I am so excited.
No, okay, who was the guy? I don't remember his name. It wasn't Doc. It wasn't Mario. It was the other, like, random big cat owner that they had. He looked like Woody, that guy from Zombieland. Woody Harrelson. Yeah, he looks literally identical to him.
The one with the pet monkey?
Yeah.
He was wild. He was like,
ooh. He was like, I don't want to know how he trains his lions. I don't know how he trains these bitches.
I know.
Oh my god, his priorities there.
He knew what was important. Well, I mean, Doc Antle's smart. He got all these women to do all the work for him, and he had someone to come home to at night.
I think though, my favorite character was Mario. His last name's like Tabrau.
He's Scarface guy.
He's Scarface, yeah. The drug dealer. I feel like his whole segment was so random. And like,
it was.
Just like, why? But it was so funny to hear him talk about when he got convicted of the murder because of that FBI or that agent who his people killed and then dumped on his ranch. And then another partner of his said, let's chop him up. Yeah. And the fact that he was like 100% real and was like,
yeah.
Was I supposed to tell the judge, like, oh, I'm not the one who killed them. I'm not the one who chopped them up. I was there. So, like, he owned it. Yeah.
Well, what I like about him is he's like, you know what? I committed some crimes. I did my time, and I'm just going to hang out with my big cats. Yeah. Like, he just doesn't.
Now I like my cats and my wife.
Yeah, I'm going to be rich. But he has secrets, too. You could tell. They didn't really go into it much, but he had some serious secrets.
You could tell there's some serious illegal stuff happening in this compound.
Spin off! We probably don't want to know what's going on there.
No, Netflix. And you're like, we got some spin off ideas for you.
Come on. You got a whole year or two worth.
But I guess to talk about the main idea, which is Joe Exotic and Carol Baskin and their commitment to each other in their hatred.
It was beautiful.
It was beautiful, honestly.
It was like a yin-yang, sun and moon kind of relationship. Like, they needed each other.
But, like, how often do you find two people who absolutely hate each other and it's, like, outspoken hate? Like, it's not just, like, oh, I hate her. I'm just going to talk about it. No, like, it was, like, both sides were very, like, oh, you mean this douchebag? Oh, you mean this bitch? Like, they, like, outspokenly hated each other to the whole world.
Like, they were true villains to each other.
Yeah.
I love
Nemesis.
It. It's pure. It's pure hate. You don't find that a lot.
You don't find that pure hate. And it's beautiful.
Yeah, especially than just, like, one person. Because, like, they easily could have just been, like, I don't agree with them, whatever, like, I'm going to live my life, they're going to live their life. It was like, no, I'm going to set out to destroy them.
Well, and in the beginning, a lot of what Carol was saying, like, in the very beginning, like, okay, I hated everybody pretty much the entire documentary, except for Mario. I don't know, something about Mario, I was like, yeah, I like that. But, like, in the beginning, Carol was making sense, like, what she was saying, how they were portraying her. I was like, okay, like, why does he hate her? Like, she has a passion for this,
Yeah.
But then also at the same time, when it started to show, like, well, she's having tours and, you know, things like that. It's like, you can't be telling someone else to not exploit these big cats. And then you're over here doing the exact same thing.
Like, well, it's not like she had, like, this sanctuary where she had, like, acres and acres and acres of land that the tigers could roam on. And it's like, oh, you got lucky if you saw one. Like, they were in cages that you could, like, be guaranteed to see something when you came.
Yeah. So I was kind of like, you can't be really hypocrite like that. But, and then Joe, I feel bad. He's just a poor little man. I don't know. Everything about him is just very tragic to me. His two straight husbands.
Kind of have pity.
His, like, just everything. I can't even pinpoint.
That's another thing where I was talking about Doc Antle. Like, how does he, like, woo these women? Like, how does Joe get these straight men to be like, oh, hell yeah, this is a sweet-ass deal?
Like probably drugs and money.
Is drugs really that great to be sleeping with, like...
Travis looked, like, so out of it the entire documentary. Like, even when he, like, first introduced himself, I was like, oh, this poor baby is on something. He looks like a hot mess, a sweaty hot mess.
The thing that bothers me, though, are, like, some of his husbands are kind of cute.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, you're not ugly. Even John Finley, like, now, like, when they show him, like, now after the documentary, it's like, you don't look horrible, baby. Like, what are you doing? Especially his new one, Dylan. He's really cute.
Well, John, if you notice, like, from the beginning of the documentary to, like, the end, like, he's just losing more and more teeth. And that's, like, the one thing that I was, like, because he's a pretty, like, decent-looking man, but now that he has his new teeth, but in the beginning, I was like, okay, you know, he has some missing or whatever, but then, like, as you go on, like, more and more are gone. Like,
my favorite transition in the show is, I don't know what episode it is, but they're talking about how there's a lot of drug use, you know, on the park, and they're talking about meth, and then all of a sudden it just goes to John Finley, and he just smiles and he just shows his, like, one tooth, and you're like, oh no. Like, it's just him laughing.
It's so bad.
It was beautiful TV.
Honestly, like, this show was, I think, just what everyone needed for quarantine. Like,
it really was.
It makes you wonder, like, what the hell are people doing out there? Like, well, how is this a thing? Oh, and then Carol's like, new husband, he literally reminds me of, like, someone who was brainwashed. Like, his mannerisms are very, like, blink if you need help. Carol,
I told a friend of mine that Carol and her husband remind me of the old couple from Bob's Burgers that own the art shop. She gets her husband to do all the dirty work.
Is it his name Harold?
Oh my god, it is.
I'm gonna look it up. I'm gonna take a little break. Hold on. I swear his name is Harold.
I think you're right. She's just like this little little ball of anger, and she makes him do all her dirty deeds.
Yeah, her husband's name is Harold. Harold and Howard. His name is Howard, right? Carol's?
I think so. I didn't pay attention to his name.
Anyways, he is like, it's, and almost, it kind of makes me feel bad. Like, I don't want to question people's love, but when I saw them interacting, it definitely looked like he had some greater love for her, and she was just kind of like, oh yeah, like, you could just, I don't know, in my opinion, you could tell that it was not mutual, or it didn't look mutual, how much she loved him and how much he loved her.
It almost felt like he would kill for her, and then she would, like, abandon him.
Yeah.
If she needed to.
Yeah.
Like, she would throw him under the bus.
Mm-hmm. And that's a bad situation to be in.
Have you seen the pictures of Carol's first husband? Not the one she killed, but the one who, I guess, who was abusive, how younger pictures of him look like Jeff.
Jeff, the one dating Lauren?
Yeah, the guy who, like, came in and, like, took over the park, too. People are like comparing their pictures and they say they look a lot alike. So it's like this whole conspiracy.
That Jeff is her first husband. And that's why he got so mad when he was first talking to Harold, when Joe was talking to Harold about like the deal that they had going on. And then he was like, who's on the phone? And he's like, last time I woke up, I was in a free country, and I'm still in a free country. Then he got all mad, and he called Carol a cunt.
Yeah, I don't understand why he hated Carol so much. I'm just like, you, like, walked into the middle of this crossfire. Like, why are you involved?
That's his ex-wife. That makes sense now.
Right? Right? He set out to take her down.
I like that theory.
Do you think Carol Baskin, like, after Tiger King, regrets doing it because it made people, like, made a lot more people believe she killed her husband? Like, do you think she was thinking, oh, yeah, I'm going to do it so we can show the true Joe Exotic, but then afterwards she's like, shit, it makes me look worse.
I don't think she regrets it because I think she's the type of person who any publicity is good publicity to her because it brings more attention to
what she's doing,
and that's essentially what she wanted. So I don't think she thought this would maybe blow up as big, but I definitely don't think she regrets it, because now look, like, yeah, we did get to see like Joe, the truth about him, but I mean, she's been accused of killing her husband before it was a Netflix series, so I'm sure she's probably used to getting all of the like those comments or whatever. She knows she's in the clear, and this is not going to open up any case. So at this point, she's already been living with it. So I'm sure she's like, oh, this is just kind of like a win-win. Like, now even more people are talking about me and looking, because I'm not going to lie, I looked up Big Head Rescue. Like, I went to the website to go see their website and stuff, and I think that's what she wants. It's a win for her.
Bring in more money.
So.
Okay, well, now I have to ask you, do you think she killed her husband?
Oh, a million gajillion percent. There's no way.
There's like, no way.
I want someone to... I wish someone could prove to me that she did not murder her husband. Like, all every fiber of who I am as a person believes that she, a million gajillion percent, killed her husband and fed him to some damn tigers. Like, there's just
no... Do you think she killed her husband, or do you think she had somebody kill him? Like, did she have help?
Oh, yeah. I definitely think I don't think she did it on her own. I think
she was her husband.
I think she conspired with someone, but I do believe she was there.
Yeah.
Doing the stuff. Part of it. I mean, the fact that her brother was a sheriff.
Yeah.
The fact that in the will it said, upon my death or disappearance. What is that? That is such lies. Booty caca.
How can you be so stupid with a slip up like that? That was the thing that like solidified it for me. I was like, oh, she did it.
No, what solidified it for me is when she couldn't claim any of the money until he was proclaimed dead, or until 5 years after his disappearance. And on the fifth year, one day after, she declared him dead and then took all the money. Are you kidding me? If that doesn't say I'm a freaking murderer, I murdered my husband and I want all his money, then I don't know what does at this point.
Exactly.
Oh, that's so... That's, she might that's have probably said upon my death or maybe disappearance, but also my wife probably murdered me and fed me to tigers. That probably would have been almost as accurate as what she said.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, with the whole thing where there's his daughters were talking about how he would never go to the police for help, and he would never have gotten, like, a restraining order. They're like, for him to do that, that's, like, so serious. And I'm like, damn. I mean, good for Carol. I mean, you know, I'm not, like, amping up, like, yeah, let's go murder people, but I'm saying for someone who does murder, like, she did it right. She got, like, millions of dollars, and she's living her life happy.
She basically got away with murder. Like, she is someone who has got away with murder, and that is very scary to me, because now I guess all you need is a meat grinder and something to eat it. Like, what if you just have a lot of dogs?
Oh. I mean, could you really trust your spouse? If, say, you guys own, like, a bunch of big cats, wouldn't there be, like, a small fear going, like, if this person gets mad at me enough or just, like, starts, like, stops loving me, they could just feed me to the tigers?
Yeah. Oh, I feel like your relationship has to, you already have to have that doubt in your relationship that he would try to kill you in order for you to think that.
True.
I feel. It's crazy.
And like, that was just a fraction.
Right. Did you notice that the girls who staff her arm, I didn't even notice that it was gone until they showed the episode where her arm got bitten off. And then,
yeah.
And then it showed her, like, commentary. And I was like, oh, her arm is gone. But, like, it was actually gone the entire time. I just needed to pay attention to her arm. That was, like,
I noticed they did that on purpose because, like, I was watching for that when I rewatched it with my mom. Because it's, like, when they first show her, before you know her arm's missing, they kind of have it zoomed in a little bit more.
Yeah.
I want to see the video. I want to see the video of her arm getting ripped off.
Really?
Call me weird, but I want to see it. She says she watched it. Like, she watched it multiple times. I'm like, if she can watch it, I want to watch it.
It's kind of like those videos are intriguing, kind of like shark attack videos. Mm-hmm. Like, it's something about, like, that type of where it's, like, you really just couldn't, like, you just... It's not like a person hurting a person. It's like an animal attack where you just like you're interested in seeing what happens.
Yeah.
Because I watched that shark attack, Hamilton, what's her name? The girl.
Oh, Bethany Hamilton.
Bethany. I watched that movie when she did Soul Surfer. I watched that scene over like so many times because I was like, whoa, like what would I do? Like, you know, just it's so intriguing.
I mean, I would never want to see the video, of course, if it, like, had killed her. But I'm like, she's alive, and she seemed all right with it. Like, she didn't seem like she mourned the loss of her arm. Yeah. She went back to work. She's honestly the toughest person, I think, in the entire documentary.
And then, like, what happened to her? She just, like, disappeared. Like,
yeah.
They didn't talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Maybe she wasn't, like, weird enough. Like, they're like, no, we need some, like, different characters. You're too normal.
Too normal.
You're missing an arm, and that was only carrying you a little bit. But now that that's over, you're a little too normal.
I felt like John, I don't know how to pronounce his last name. The guy with no legs. I felt like he was pretty normal.
He was pretty normal. The, like, manager.
Yeah. I kind of appreciated his, like, perspective on things because he would be like, oh yeah, that was fucked up, or yeah, we did things that were wrong. He was just kind of like, is what it is.
Him and the even the guy, the long hair, I don't remember his name.
The one with the glasses and the beard. And
yeah, even he was pretty like straightforward with his character, and like
he just, was
like, whatever, like this is what I do.
Yeah, he's like, it's like they're no bullshit. They're just like, we came to work. We liked the tigers. We liked the lions. We had to deal with a lot of drama. Whatever.
I felt like this show was like a super redneck version of like Pit Bulls and Parolees, where like she know what? How she takes. Have you seen that show?
No.
It's basically this girl. She takes ex-cons and she runs a pit bull sanctuary, and she like hires. Usually, she hires ex-cons to give them a second chance at life, and she kind of like. Works with them. And the only reason I say that is because Joe, he did the same thing. He kind of hired those rougher people to give him something to do, which is very noble. But I think the difference is with the girl in Pit Bulls and Parolees, she took her passion for rescuing pit bulls was very like deeply rooted in her. So you could see in the way she interacted with the parolees, like it was different than Joe. I felt like he just went to any willy-nilly and was like, hey, you want a job? Like, come to these cats, you know? Whereas she took it very serious because it was very serious to her. Which kind of tells me that maybe Joe was not as in love with these big cats as he claimed, you know? It was more of like, what's getting me fame? And he would rather have the fame than taking care of his tigers.
I think that kind of was like the story for a lot of the people they interviewed. A lot of the big cat people is like in the beginning, it was just started out as like this love for big cats, like the love for the tiger and the love for the lion. And then once they realized like how much money they could make from them, like their priorities switched.
Mm-hmm. And that's so sad.
It was sad. Especially with the babies. Like, I mean, the tigers were giving birth and he was like immediately taking the babies away. The thing that confuses me is obviously we know that tigers are endangered, you know, throughout the world, and there's more in captivity than in the wild, and that it's illegal to like sell and buy them and all that stuff. But why is it still legal to just own them? You know, I don't understand how that's still a thing. If we're just like, there's just millions of people all over the country owning tigers. But I would like to know how many people outside of the U.S. own tigers.
Probably a lot more.
Like in Europe and Asia and stuff. South America.
But I think in some places, tigers are like prevalent to like where they live.
Yeah.
So I think to us in America, we like things that are not ours. Yeah. History will show. And so I think because tigers are just not found, like we don't just see like a tiger in like the woods, you know, like yeah. They're not found here, so we're like, oh, we want tigers. And so I think that's like what draws people to buying tigers and owning tigers is because we don't get them naturally here, whereas in other places where like it is just a part of their
more common
environment. Yeah.
I can see that, definitely.
Also, Americans are just, we're just weird people. Like, it's just, America.
It's a very American story.
Oh my God, 100%.
True red, white, and blue. Like,
I wonder if this is what, like, people from, like, other countries, when they think of, like, America, like, they think of Joe Exotic, like, that type of, like.
Oh God.
You know what I mean? Probably. If they watch this, like, aren't all Americans like this? Like, oh no.
Shooting explosives and getting married.
He said he was a gay, gun-toting, big cat lover. Okay. He broke a lot of boundaries, really? You know?
Joe knew who he wanted to be, and he showed up as that every single day. So hats off to him in that category. He was confident, I'll tell you that.
He was living his best mullet life.
Yeah, can't find that confidence everywhere.
And then when he was all petty about the Big Cat Entertainment, it was literally the same thing. I aspire to be the level of pettiness where I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to make my own company and slightly change your logo and it be ours.
I think one of the best characters, though, I say characters like they're all fake, but one of the best people were the campaign manager. Just some random guy, like the manager working at Walmart, and he's like, oh, that's my dream job. And I'm like, what? And you kind of think he's normal for a while, but I feel like I saw somewhere that he actually like has a record for being violent. I think he's kind of crazy. Yeah.
I feel like Joe attracts what he is, though.
That's true. You're gonna attract like-minded people, and I'm like, he's stuck around through all that craziness, so he has to be somewhat crazy.
I mean, he stuck around when Travis killed himself in front of him.
Speaking of, okay, that is one of my biggest questions of the entire series, because, and I was talking to a friend about this, when I watched it the first time, I thought that Travis killed himself on purpose, but when I watched it the second time, I was like, the way that the campaign manager was talking about it, he made it sound like he killed himself on accident, but then they made you think that he killed himself on purpose because they were talking about how he was just stuck in the park and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But the way that the campaign manager was saying that went down is he didn't think that the gun was loaded and that he was just like messing around. Mm-hmm. So it's like, do you think he killed himself on purpose or what? Do you think it was an accident?
I think maybe he killed himself on accident, but he was okay with the outcome if it were to happen. Because no one who truly wants to live would even play around with the, even if they thought it was not loaded, I feel like because that is such a scary thing. Like to me, I would never put a gun to my head, even if there was nothing in it. I would never.
Yeah.
You know, so I feel like even if he accidentally killed himself, I don't think mm-hmm. it was like, oh no, I wanted to live more. Like, I feel like he was like, oh, okay, like, well, that happened. Like, I didn't think that was going to happen, but it happened.
Right. Like, he was being super risky because he was depressed.
And yeah.
He was just like rebelling, not rebelling, but acting out and stuff.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I don't think because the way he is portrayed is like a very sweet person, so I don't think he would just walk in and be like, hey, watch me kill myself, like, let me scar you for life.
Yeah.
I don't think that's his personality trait, but I also don't think that he was just like, I don't know, like, there's a bullet in there. Like, I feel like he probably knew more or less there's a possibility of him dying.
Yeah. No, I agree. Man. That's sad, the fact that, I mean, if it's true, if he really was, like, stuck in that zoo and he couldn't leave and go anywhere. You know, like, he was in, like, this abusive relationship.
Mm-hmm. Like, you're a caged animal.
Yeah. Which makes me wonder, it's like, okay, what does Dylan, which is his, like, current husband, like, what does he think?
I think...
Or, like, what has Joe told him?
That probably feels a little different now because Joe's in prison. So I feel like Dylan is like, yes, he's guess still married, but like it's different because Joe's not there and Joe's not a presence in his life right now.
Right.
He probably has more freedom because who's going to stop him?
That's true. I did see an article, Dylan saying in an interview that he has told Joe to seek a second partner in prison because he doesn't want him to be lonely. And I was kind of thinking, I'm like, would it have really stopped Joe if he had told him not to? Like, I feel like Joe is probably going, okay, good, as you like looking at his three husbands. Like, you know, the day one he was looking.
He was like, great, thank you for the approval. Like, shut up, I'm on the phone.
Yeah, honey, stop. He's gonna come out of there with so many lovers.
Oh my god. And then they're gonna have to make another spinoff about that. Probably getting more employees. Like, when you get out, come to my come to my zoo, I'll give you a job.
Oh my gosh. But see, like, unpopular opinion, I know everybody like hates Carol, like hates her. And I don't like her, but she definitely isn't the worst person to me. The worst person to me is Jeff.
Oh, yeah.
I think Jeff is awful. He's just mean and manipulative, and he will stab anybody in the back just to, like, get a little higher in the world. And I'm just like, oh, my God, I'm a horrible human being.
Mm-hmm. I don't hate Carol. I mean, again, like you said, I'm not her biggest fan, but I think if she didn't, if this was different and she didn't murder her husband, she just maybe got it was an ugly divorce and somehow she got money out of it, then I wouldn't hate her. I think the only resentment I have towards her is that she felt like she had to murder him in order to get to where she is. Because that's just like, come on, girl. And then I feel like she would have been received a lot differently. But because she's a murderer.
Confirmed, case closed, murdered her husband.
Carol Baskin murdered her husband. I wish someone could prove me wrong. Like, please, for the love of God, show me that she did not murder her husband.
You know, for like the next 60 years, when people die, Jesus is just going to be standing there at the gates of heaven, and every person he comes in, he's going to be like, yep, she murdered him. Yep, she murdered him. Yep. Like, he's just, because people are going to be asking. That's what I'm going to ask. I'm going to be like, you got to tell me the truth.
God, you gotta tell me. Did Carol do it? Yes, she did. Oh, thank you. Okay, I can go right now. That is,
I feel like I knew it.
No, Jeff. Yeah, Jeff is trash. And Lauren, I feel like she just got stuck in the whole like glam life of it all.
Yes,
she's just like young girl. He has a lot of money. He gives her what she wants, type thing.
There's no way Lauren is happy in that relationship. I think she's lying to herself.
I think she's like has like the Stockholm syndrome, and like he's like a good sugar daddy, and now she's getting some publicity from it. So why leave? You know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Now she has a kid with him. Mm-hmm. I cannot imagine him being a good father. I'm sorry. Well, there's no way.
His nanny, like, you totally. Well, they did say they were in an open relationship.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
So I guess you can't fault that. And I mean, if that's how the relationship works, that's fine. But like, just the fact that he was like, I don't know. Yeah, he kind of rubs me the wrong way. And she kind of is trash for following him when she knows she should jump ship.
Yeah. I mean, out of every single person in that show, I think Jeff is the one I would not want to be left alone with. I'm just going to say that. You know what I'm saying? Like, if we were just in a room together, I'd be like, I gotta get out of here. I can't be with you.
He's gonna murder me.
I'd rather have to sit there and listen to Doc Antle try to get me to come join his not Cole than have to talk to Jeff. I'm not doing it.
I would only want to be locked in a room with Howard. I feel like me and Howard have a really good conversation.
Oh. You constantly be like, Howard, are you okay? Yes, stop asking me that.
Baby, listen to me. You can come to safety and freedom, I swear.
Don't make her mad, Howard. Don't make her mad.
She's like, you gotta do to stay alive.
Oh my god.
Anyways, if you guys haven't watched Tiger King, you should really watch it.
A-plus entertainment.
Some A-plus entertainment. And if you guys have watched it, let us know, like, what part was your favorite. Or, actually, let us know if you think Carol Baskin killed her husband. But if you say no, I'm going to delete your comment because that's a lie, and I don't want you to lie to me. So let us know what you think about that whole situation. And who was your favorite character? I want to know.
Yeah. If you say no to Carol Baskin killing her husband, you have to send us an essay on why you think she didn't.
Yeah. Whole essay.
Only thing we'll accept.
APA style, Times New Roman, 12 font, double space.
Yeah.
To our email, which is in our bio of our Instagram.
Prove it wrong. Come on, try to convince us.
Because there's nothing that anyone can say that'll make me want to, like, I'm serious. Like, I can't.
What if somebody came out and they were like, no, it was me. Like, I'm turning myself in. I killed him. What would you think?
I would say, okay, you worked with Carol, and that's all. Like, she did it. She murdered. There's no way she just doesn't know anything. Like, oh, I just was asleep and I woke up and he was gone. Like, no, there's no way you just don't know anything. Like, if she wasn't the one who physically did it, she either hired someone or she was there or she knew what was happening.
Well, in the episode where they're talking about it, I know it happened, like, what, back in the 90s or something, and like, she's so used to hearing and talking about it, but she just didn't seem upset about it at all. I feel like if you had to, like, relive that story of your husband going missing and everybody thinking that you killed him, that would be very upsetting. But she was not upset. She was, like, laughing it off. She was like, oh, this is so ridiculous. Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah. And she was like, oh, I finally thought that, you know, I wouldn't have to say I didn't do it anymore. I'd have proof. And it's like, this is, like, if she was smart, she would have just played the whole, like, widow wife role better instead of, like, I don't know, he disappeared. Maybe he had, you know, dementia. Well, who knows?
Guess you know who she's like? It might be the same name. The character from Bob's Burgers who Teddy really likes, who kills her husband.
Oh, when she pushes him off the thing?
Helen, yeah.
She's a Helen. She's an old Helen. Why is this plot line very similar to a lot of characters in Bob's Burgers?
Somebody knows, just like how The Simpsons predicts, like, our entire future. So does Bob's Burgers.
Who are these cartoon creators? We need to really be having a chat with them. They know if Carol did it or not. But if Carol is like Helen and Helen did murder her husband, then Carol did murder her husband. So problem solved. Case closed. But anyways, let us know. And if you can convince me that she didn't, I will send you a $25 Amazon gift card.
Wow. Good luck, guys.
I mean, it's just $25, so I mean, I'm balling on a budget here, people. So, you know. But hey, that could pay for something that you don't need that you buy from Amazon. So, You got to convince me. I don't think you will.
Yeah, let us know what you think, guys. Let us know favorite characters, if you agree with our opinions or not. We want to hear them.
But thank you for listening to our little mini episode. We just wanted to we had to talk about it. There's just no way that we could not talk about this. But we decided to let you guys listen in on what we had to say about it.
Yeah. Think of it as a nice little treat we left for you guys so you can enjoy the rest of your week.
Yes, and don't forget to tune in on next Sunday for our episode. Mm-hmm. And if you haven't listened to our latest episode, we talk about toxic friends and toxic situations, and we try to advise you on how to get out of it, but I mean, we're not professionals.
No, yeah. So catch us up on next Sunday when we do part two of our friendship series, because we're talking about healthy friends this time.
Yeah. But that's about it.
Yeah.
So I'll leave you with, that song. It's like Carole Baskin. Husband whacked him. Can convince me that it did. It happened. She fed him to tigers. They snacking. Carole Baskin. I don't even know.
Stuck in my head.
I don't know whose TikTok song that is, but I mean, whoever made that on TikTok, you are awesome. Thank you very much. I love singing that song.
Hero.
You're my hero. You're right up there with Beyonce and Michelle Obama.
Okay, calm down.
All right. Well, that's it, guys. Hope you have a great week.
Bye.